Hello, Pelumi.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. How are
Evening, Miss
you
Catherine. Fine, thank you so much, ma'am.
I hope you had a good day today.
Yes, a little bit stressful, but then we're able to keep up with it. Thank you so much, ma'am. How was yours too?
My day was good as well. It was good.
Oh, that's good to hear.
So
So we're hopeful that after COVID, we'll be able to resume back at TSA.
I
I'm really missing.
will. I've missed you guys so much. I was so looking forward to that movie we did last Wednesday. At least I was able to see some people, so I'm glad.
Okay.
I'm glad.
I wasn't able to attend that movie, but maybe the next I'll be available, hopefully. Hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. All right, so before we go far into the meeting, can you please do a brief introduction of yourself?
My name is Adaola Pelomi. Marvelous. I've graduated from Government and Secondary School, Piacasa. And I think this is my gap year, so I have all the time to prepare and do everything I need to do so I can hopefully get admission in the next admission round. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Pelumi. So, this meeting was set up so that I can hear what challenge you're facing right now, and then
Okay.
see how together we can navigate towards solving that challenge,
Okay, ma'am.
So, is there something you have in mind to discuss with me today?
Yes, of course. And in fact, I wrote pen and paper so that I will not miss any of my questions. Yes,
Awesome.
ma'am. So I think my biggest problem is actually the essay for now, because going to the website and every other thing, you see that they tell you that this is the decisive factor, and then if you make a mistake, it could actually mean whether you get in or not, especially in times like this when SAT is now optional. So like this is now the main thing, and then increasing applications of most schools. So I think we need to make our essay perfect so that even if I can get admission, and hopefully on the site when they say essays that worked, my own essay will be there too, hopefully.
Wow. Okay.
Yes,
So it sounds like you've done a
ma'am.
lot of reading about, how essays should look and the importance of essays.
Yes. Like going to websites, now I'm not my favorite. I attended a program by College Essay Guy. I couldn't pay the fees, but he waived it for me after filling a particular form. I attended everything free. So I've learned a few things, but then it is not, encompassing. I've not learned everything completely. And now that essay is now the biggest thing, literally, we need to make sure that this actually comes out. Apart from writing the essay, what to talk about? Because I've lived for 16, 17 years, and then they want me to write 650 words. So I don't know how merge all those that to get all of that together and make sure that my, my essay comes out and makes the big difference, hopefully.
So, with regards to essays now, what
Yes.
specific challenges would you say you have?
Okay, in regards to essays, I think it will be there in particular, maybe three. First of all, how to construct the perfect essay from the introduction to the conclusion. Secondly, what topic should I write about? There are many things I could actually write about because I attended a lot of seminars, I've done a lot of things, I've crossed a lot of obstacles. So which particular one will I write about and will actually be meaningful and will, according to the website I've read, the slice of your life. So there are many slices, I can't count. So I need to know the particular slice I have to bring out and show the admissions committee.
Okay. So, are there any essays that you've written that you're not really sure? Maybe essays that you haven't yet submitted that you're not really sure about?
Okay. I've written numerous, I can't count. There are even more in my scribbling book where I just try to put the ideas down. Some never actually get into the computer and never enter Microsoft Word. So there are a lot of them, but I can highlight a few. I've written one about amala negusi soup, a local food. Yes. I've written one about my, I don't like call it a disability, but a minor disability. not be able to talk well. I think I can talk better now. Last time we met, I couldn't talk this fluently. I was just too fast. So I can write about that. I can write about the project we've done in school. Some people call it amazing. I hope it's better. But then those projects we did in school, like the water stove, I could write about that. I could write about me being the firstborn, actually a whole different experience. I write about numerous things, but then that particular one is really, I've written about most of them, but then I have to choose one, the best, not just grammatically, but then the one that actually could make the difference that we're actually looking for here. So, yes, ma'am.
So essays that you haven't, are there essays you haven't submitted yet? That and yours, okay. You're not sure about the quality of that particular essay before you submit.
Okay. Yes. Those ones will be found in my book where I just try to put the ideas down.
Okay.
I've written one about myself and how I've grown to be the person I am today. I think that is about me getting a lot of information from discussions and how going to the US, where there will be a lot of other discussions for my peers, of course, will spur me into action and will expand my horizons. So that is one essay I feel I could work on. I'm currently working on another essay right now, like another part of me, a slice. Like I'm not very picky with clothes or with any other things, but I'm picky with friends. I'm picky with people that I surround myself. Just today on Twitter, I saw that your network is your net worth. So I think that's also be a good topic. Going to the US where, you know, actually a very wonderful network. My network will actually grow very, very large in that kind of area. So I need to, you know, I think that unless I can work on. And then the interesting part of this essay is that I found the relationship between the smallest things on earth, that is atoms, and the biggest things that we can actually see, the sun, and how both of them have orbits, things are orbiting around them. The sun actually has planet of the beginning. And then, so we have to be very careful of people that we put around us.
Wow, that's very profound. And I like the way you drew the correlation between that and us as people. Very interesting.
Yes.
Very, very interesting. So I know that you have a very, very imaginative mind. Honestly, like you've written, and I know I've read quite a number of your essays, and you've written everything from, you know, on all extremes. Like there's no limit to what Pelumi is going to write next. There's no telling. You know, I don't know what to expect.
But some are actually stupid.
I won't call them stupid. I don't think any essay is stupid.
Really?
Especially because you're trying to express some part of yourself, you know, to people who have no idea who you are. And you want them to understand who you are through expressing a particular topic or opinion, right? So I won't call any stupid. So from everything we've said so far, I'm trying to draw, okay, what some of the challenges are so that we can, you know, find ways to navigate through those challenges. So the first thing I think I heard was deciding on what to write on.
Yes.
Right? And then other things are compressing everything you want to say, considering all the experiences you've had, and I know you have a lot, into just 650 words, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And then finding a way for your essay to be, would I use the word technically now? Technically correct in terms of arrangement,
okay.
Right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
And uniqueness.
And uniqueness. Well, if it's about uniqueness, I think you stand out. You really stand out. Considering, you know, all the students that are applying to college from Nigeria, you know, you stand out because you are involved in a whole lot of things. I mean, this is you now just returning home from work at this time. I'm like, in the introduction, I was listening and you said you took a gap year and now you have all the time to apply to schools. And I'm like, that gap year is a really busy gap year.
We have to find that time, really.
Exactly.
It's really very important.
Yeah. But I like that you're so engaged, that you never have an idle moment, right? It's like you're always doing something.
You know, we have to. You know, like some universities, when you speak to some of the students, they tell you that one of the characteristics of college students, of actually good schools or good college students, is that they are busy people. Like, they are normally busy. Not butterfly busy, but really, really busy. Yeah, so maybe I'm trying to, you know, get that habit before, because it's being busy and productivity are not really directly proportional. So we have to learn how to do those things so that when we get to college, we're able to do the thing that's actually meaningful, and then we'll not just be busy for nothing.
So
welcome to think of it. No, really, just out of the way. But when it comes to think of it, butterfly busy, they're not actually not busy. They're actually busy, but they're actually doing a whole lot for the ecosystem. There are people just think they're just busy without any fruits.
Okay. So I like that you are well read, like you read widely, you read a whole lot of things. And then from everything, you're sounding so put together. So with everything you're saying, and with the way you're saying it, it shows that you actually do know what you want to do with your essays. You know, you actually have what to say. And I think that you really can find a way around this, you know, with everything you already know. So it's not like there's anything I'm going to say that's going to be new to you, right? It's just, you know, you need to just think about this. I mean, you just give it the time, think about this, and you will figure it out. You have so much Hopefully. To talk about. So, yeah, of course. I mean, I have so much belief in you. Like, you're sounding like so confident, so knowledgeable, and it's really commendable. It's really commendable.
Thank
you. So, by way of, I mean, just thinking about it and trying to see, you know, what can I bring to the table? If you would like to hear what I have to say.
No problem, of course.
All right, thank you.
That's why we're in this meeting.
No, I mean, I just needed to get that confirmation that you want to hear that, you know?
Of course, yes.
But sometimes people want to air out what's on their minds without really, you know, hearing back what anybody has to say. But so yes. About deciding what to say, you know that you can actually, if you're supposed to submit an essay that does not have a prompt, you can actually decide to write about 2 to 3 things that are important to you. Because I think the first key to making an essay stand out is writing about something that's important to you. If it's important to you, then you definitely can build on that and express it in a way that makes meaning to the admission officers. If it's not important to you, it will end up just being a rant on a sheet of paper. So 3 things that are important to you, and then build 3 essays around those 3 things. And then, of course, pay attention to all the technicalities that you have read about, you know, all your grammar rules, all your spelling, all your
Grammarly.
Word counts, of course, Grammarly, you know. And then, of course, making sure that you are not trying to sound overly knowledgeable, not trying to sound like a professor, because everybody knows that, I mean, as a high school graduate, there's a certain way, because you're a teenager. I mean, you're a teenager, for heaven's sakes. You're not supposed to sound like someone with a doctorate degree by any means. These admission officers understand that, okay, look, we can't expect this person to sound like the person who is submitting a dissertation, you know? And so, of course, there's that lenience when it comes to, you know, your essays. It's actually very important, the way you can bring the person into your world is by making your essay somehow conversational, you know, that kind of tone that you use to speak to someone else. Not like you're lecturing the person. Can you still hear me? Because it seems like my internet is unstable. Not like you're lecturing the person, but you're...
I can hear you.
So, but you're inviting the person into your world to see certain things through your eyes. And you're using your experiences to transport that person into that world. So as much as possible, sound like yourself. That's the only way to sound authentic. Sound like yourself. So the words you use on a day-to-day basis, it makes it real. It makes it real. But when it's now sounding like too, or you want to use all the biggest words in the dictionary, it tends to put people off. You know, even though sometimes we put pressure on ourselves to think that, oh, that's what they're expecting. No, that's not what they're expecting, especially not now. Right? So I think, so once you do that and you write those three essays, you can now weigh them and see, okay, which one expresses what you want to say the most? Which one do you think is most believable? Which one do you think will be most engaging, you know, based on how you express yourself? I remember a scenario where you wrote an essay. I can't remember what the former essay was about. Was it something about math or something like that?
Well, it was
an essay about
math.
Yes, mathematics.
No, not to me. Not to me.
Or was it the essay about?
Whenever lovers.
Sorry.
What did you say? No, I was like, me and math, we never had anything to do together.
I can't remember if it was the essay about. No, there was an essay you wrote before you changed it and wrote about. Was it Amala and Igusi?
Okay, right? It was about speed talking. I talked very fast.
You remember that essay? You wrote the essay, we fine-tuned it, and it got to a certain point. But then when you eventually changed your mind about that essay and decided to write about Amala, I mean, by the time you sent that essay, I read it once. It was a game changer. I was like, yes, Pelumi, this is your essay. You know? Because the way
oh my God,
whoever is reading this essay wants to travel to Nigeria to come and taste this food. That was how good it was, you know? And the way you were able to use that, and there's something I really, really love about the way you think. You're able to just take anything, and then use it to draw a correlation to human life. How you're able to do that, I don't know. Like right now, the way you were able to just explain that the atom has something revolving around it, just the way the sun has planets revolving around it. And then, so, you know, we should look at those things revolving around those things as, you know, and put ourselves in that position. Who is revolving around our lives that is impacting us in one way or another? That's just amazing. What do you mean? That's just amazing. So I think...
If I'm an atom... Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the people revolving around my life is making me better.
Exactly. That's important.
Yeah.
That's important. So who we surround ourselves with is really important because they influence us.
Go
ahead.
Sorry. One other thing I think we need to talk about is who we should show our essays to.
Mm-hmm.
That same essay you you really loved. I showed another advisor and she was like, no. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I had to what do I want to do here?
Yeah.
Then I read it and said, okay, I think I trust this essay. So I think some level of confidence has to come into it. And I think it boils down to authenticity. Like if you're really sure of yourself and you know that, I think, but then I try to they could admission officers that may like your essay. But then, my other advice, so the admission officers that may be same temperament as her or the same kind of person. So I have to look for a way to make that balance so that, yes, for some people it will be to blow their mind, for some other people it will be very boring essay. So I think that balance that's probably needed in a way.
That is so true.
Yeah.
That's so true. So finding that balance now, how do you think you can do that?
Okay. I don't know. You have to do the ecstasy normally. So if my tone in the essay was very bright and full of jokes, it should really just be normal to you. But for someone that's actually a very serious person, like in a webinar, I asked this question, so I wanted to be sure. Then there were two admission officers, and one said that, okay, I don't care what you write about. I just want the technicality. Let your sentences be straightforward, that you don't, she doesn't care whether you write about, whether you travel somewhere, she doesn't care about that. Just make sure that the introduction links very well and then goes to conclusion and it's actually smooth. Then while another person said that, no, she doesn't really care about that. She thinks that the story must be special. She now reminded us about an essay that she read about Bacon. And then our best food was Bacon, coincidentally, and then she loved the essay and she was really flared up about it. So that balance between, like, you don't know the kind of person you need to read the essay, of course. Mm-hmm. If you knew it, I mean, it was more easier for us to, you know, write.
Exactly.
But then, you know, to make sure that it doesn't sound like you're a very playful person to someone else. And, you know, this is just like a game of probability. We have to be very, very careful about that.
It's very dicey. So can we say, thank God the essays are not read only by one person, right?
Yes, yes. That's actually a better thing, really. And if you apply to like 7 schools, at least there should be one school that will be like, yes, this essay is actually nice.
Yeah, and I mean, even in each school, I'm saying thank God there's not only one person, because you know one set of people will read and then they will rotate the applications and then other sets of people read, and then everybody comes in. So it's good to
have that balance between having a special essay and making it balanced, the right tone, not too playful, not too serious, you know, getting down. You know, I think that is why essay is one of the biggest problems in the application process, because it is very, very intricate.
Very.
You must not be too happy. I read an essay about a guy who he was just being, I don't know whether I wanted to study psychology, but he was just playing psychology games on the admission officers. And then through the essay, an insider wrote the book and said that in the first school that they read the essay, the admission officers were angry with him and denied him because of the anger, because like, what kind of essay is this? He wrote that if you deny me, I'm not going to cry. Then now I'm just joking. Oh. So the guy was just really, really very funny. Maybe he was trying to achieve this kind of very, very special that you need to remember it. At the other end, I'm sure you also remember the essay, but the guy didn't enter the school. But in another school, his stats stood out for him, and then they're like, this is actually okay. He can get into the school. So he got into the school that year. But then, you know, he didn't crack the right joke, and it affected him badly. As many the other part, maybe I've got into the school that he really wanted to go to. So that balance is actually essential. Then we have to really work that hard to keep that balance. It's crazy.
I'm glad that you take your own essay seriously. I think that's one thing he was missing. Did he think he was a book? I mean, these things should be taken seriously. Anyways, anything else you want us to talk about? Because I think you, with regards to essays, Pelumi, you have it locked down. I don't think you need any advice or anything. You have it together.
No, everybody needs advice, and then thank you, man. Okay. Yes. Yes. So I was thinking of an introduction. Okay. And the introduction is a little bit crazy. Like every other essay I've written. And it's like, okay, admission officer, close your eyes and imagine with me as we go on this journey. Yeah. So like, hope it is not so somehow. Because you just read and be like, okay, close your eyes. I'm not sure that the person will close his eyes and continue, because he can't read that just in your eyes. But yeah, so we have to, I don't know.
It's that balance, right? So telling them to close their eyes doesn't necessarily mean you want them to close their eyes at that point, but it just
tells
the person that you really, really want them to imagine themselves in
the
scenario, you know? So for me, that's how I would interpret it. That's how I would interpret it. I don't know how someone else would, you know. I would just jump in the moment and imagine with you.
Yes.
But people are different. So
yes, of course.
You know, but it's not, since it's not offensive, it's not too playful.
So yes.
That's actually fine, if you ask me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, actually, yeah. Except it's,
yeah. Yeah, so if you have a little more time, why essays and how to get that, you know, that strike point. That's like very decisive, especially for the IVs. That strike point for why essays. And then you just have to be like, okay, I've seen some wax poetic, some just go, oh, very poetic essays. Well, some just go straight to the point. So college essay guy, his recommendations are really a little bit straight to the point. But the ones that actually have longer word limits, wax poetic a little, then just go straight to the point. So like getting that strike.
Well, just like you said, right? The why essays, meaning those supplementals with like
250
words thereabout, you really don't have leverage to play around with words.
So yes.
You just need to go straight to the point. And I've seen people who chose schools, those big name schools, but they found it, they didn't really find anything that was a match between them and the schools.
Okay.
They found it hard to find something to say. So to get a very, to make sure that you have a very good supplemental essay, I think this choice of school too is important. Because you don't really think too much about what to say. And then whenever you are able to write that essay, it will make perfect sense, even in a few words. Because they see you reflecting in them. You see them reflecting in you as
well. Mm, yeah.
It makes it just effortless. That struggle comes, when...
Sorry for cutting you short. But not only authenticity in this place, something that actually matters to you.
Yes.
A school that really matters. You can't even lie about why you love the school. It may be clear to the admission officer that you're just trying to, you know, impress. But if it's really from your heart, maybe true love.
Did you say true love?
Yes, now, like, only if there's true love, I can express true love.
Okay.
But if it's not there, it's not there. You can't fake it a lot.
Absolutely.
But I think another fear why people write essays to schools that they don't really love is because even if you express true love from other schools, they'll break your heart. And then you don't know where to run to after the schools that. So you have to just look where you go and be like, okay, I don't love you that much. But let me just act like I love you so I can get admission to your school. So if schools broke hearts less often, there'll be less fake essays too.
That sounds like another essay. Thank you.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's so interesting. I really, really, really enjoyed this conversation, but I don't want to keep it too long, honestly. I'm just grateful that...
No, it's not a problem. My gap here.
Oh, okay, perfect. But I'm glad that we're having this conversation.
I want them to prepare and make sure that, you know, it's
telling me thank you so much. I hope this was
helpful. Thank you so much, ma'am.
In...
Of course.
Okay,
I'm glad
to hear that. So,
thank you so much for your time, huh? Like,
thank you.
It has been insightful. I got a few things down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty important to me, so I won't lie about what are not important to me. Just get that so that you can really write some things that come from your heart. and build around those things and then link them up. And sometimes linking is now another problem because I found hard time linking linking a lot of things, maybe because I think about white things. Maybe that's why they are very hard to link. But I don't know. I did some pretty bad jobs in linking some ideas that I had. Mm. And then they made the essays shabby. Oh.
So do you ever write an essay and then just go to bed thinking about what you wrote and wake up the next morning and then read it again and like, yeah, no, I have to change this?
Of course, yes. Okay. I think that happens to me when I have inspiration. Like, inspiration just comes and then if I don't write it immediately, it may go. But if I just write it down, I can just start the essay, maybe 100 words. Then when I now come back, then the inspiration now flows well. I'll take my time. If you can remember the essay about being an artist that paints with words. And I'm an artist that paints with words and prepositions and punctuations. So that essay came when they sent me to buy something across the street. So although I now look at the fence, I'm like, wow, so there's something on the fence. So okay, let's make it an essay.
That's amazing.
So I don't want to keep it for too long too.
Yes, I have found that helped actually. So sometimes it's just one night in between my draft and my final one. You know, there could be like 2-3 nights in between until...
And some people think that they can just get it once. It took me months for some, like, just keep writing. And sometimes if you just lose the inspiration, it's gone. I think it just comes. I had a book dedicated for writing essays. So immediately it comes, I kept passing, writing. You know, when things stole my system, I've written like 3 or 4 essays that I would just continue building on, and then they were gone. Also, I don't know why I didn't save it on my drive or something, but they were just gonna start the game. I'm like, oh God. People didn't know why. I wasn't really scared about them taking the system. I had it on my drive, but then those essays I didn't back up actually meant a lot to me. But then I'm at a negative soup now came. So maybe it was a good treat.
I don't know. The silver lining.
So thank you so much for your time, man. Good night, Suma.
Thank you so much, Pelumi.
Have a nice rest.
And all the best.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll celebrate the admissions together.
Oh, yes, we will.
Looking
forward to it. All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye.